Jones, present.
Karen Ward, present.
Kathy Aiken, present.
And the mayor's present. We'll have a pledge of allegiance, and I think I'll ask Mr. Gary Gordon to lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Item number four on the agenda is proclamation declaring April as Underage Substance Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. And I will read the proclamation. And I think a proclamation declaring April as Underage Substance Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. And this is, it looks like, audience. Whereas, Thank Again Parents of South County, TAPS, is a community coalition of Lapine and Southern Deschutes County youth, school, and county personnel, faith leaders, businesses, and agencies who are dedicated to the reduction of substance abuse in South Deschutes County. And whereas, the TAPS Coalition implements proven practices designed to reduce risk factors and strengthening protective factors among youth, with statistics over the last few years showing that alcohol and tobacco use is down among South Deschutes County middle and high school students. And whereas, substance abuse is particularly damaging to one or our most valuable resources, our children, and a contributing factor in the three leading causes of death for teenagers, accidents, homicides, and suicides. And whereas TAPS commemorates the month of April as Underage Substance Abuse Prevention Awareness Month, with increased prevention activities which reduce the abuse and underage use of alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs through community awareness and involvement, prevention, education, effective preventing policy, economic support, and leadership development. And whereas the City Council is committed to strengthening our community in the battle against substance abuse by passing ordinances to guide and regulation of legalized substances, uniting community leaders, teachers, coaches, faith leaders, parents, and teens to help support prevention efforts. And therefore, be it resolved that the Lapine City officials do hereby proclaim the month of April 2015 an Underage Substance Abuse Prevention Awareness Month, and hereby urges Lapine residents to support Lapine's youth by engaging in adolescent substance abuse prevention activities. Adopted by the City Council today, and I will ask for a motion for adoption.
So moved.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to adopt this proclamation on this date of April 2015. Are there any, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimous. We've adopted this proclamation. And I think it's going around council for signatures. Thank you very much.
Oh, Mr. Mayor, actually, we need to add a couple things to the agenda.
Okay.
Which just wasn't on the wishes line. It's an ODOT grant for some of our landscaping out here. I want to get your approval on. And then also a different coffee machine, which will save us money per month.
Let's get to the agenda. So we can put that right after the public hearing?
Yep.
Okay.
So one's a coffee machine lease and the other is ODOT grant.
We'll put 5A and 5B, lease first, and ODOT. Okay. Item number five is ordinance number 2015-03, an ordinance amending ordinance number 2012-05, establishing medical marijuana dispensaries as a principal use in certain zones superseding all other ordinances or parts of ordinances in conflict herewith and declaring an emergency. I'll open the public hearing at this time and ask for the staff report. Bill?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is, as you said, a legislative hearing to adopt an amendment to the zoning ordinance. The Planning Commission heard this last week And on April 15th, they voted 5-0 to recommend it to City Council. I have also attached to the Planning Commission recommendation the staff report. That covers all of the criteria, findings of fact, how it complies with the city's comprehensive plan, the zoning ordinance, as well as the Oregon administrative rules that are applicable. I'd like to point out a couple of items here in the staff report on page, actually at the bottom of page 2, conformance with the Lapine zoning ordinance, top of page 3. In section 3, I'm quoting from the zoning ordinance now. Section 3, community development objectives B, specific objectives, under that subsection 2, identify development that may adversely impact the city's desired community character and the health, safety, and welfare of its residents, and establish conditions to minimize impacts. And number 3, identify areas where growth is desired, where it is not desired, and establish site development standards to minimize impacts of growth on adjacent lands. So I think with that, it gives you quite a bit of leeway to set standards for these dispensaries. And as you can see from ordinance, the drafting of ordinance 215-03, and specifically Exhibit A. Let's go over Exhibit B just briefly. Those are the amendments to the zoning ordinance. As you can see, there's amendment number 1. It's providing some definitions, the medical marijuana dispensary definition, the building setback definition. Amendment 2 goes into permitted uses. And that one is really more or less clearing up a problem in the zoning ordinance and not having anything to do with medical marijuana. And then we get into what zones the medical marijuana would be allowed in. And the first one is a traditional commercial along the south part of Highway 97. And that's listed in that particular zone now. Then there's the mixed-use commercial, which is on the north side at Wickiup, along 97. Mm-hmm. And that's listed. Medical marijuana dispensaries are listed there. And then we had another clarification on the forest and public facility zones. It didn't include public schools, but we know that all the schools are there in that zone, so we corrected that error by just adding public schools to that section of the code. Then Amendment 3, this is kind of the meat, this is the meat of the matter here. Amendment 3, we added Section N, medical marijuana dispensaries, to special uses. And we have paragraph 1, procedures, paragraph 2, additional approval criteria, and paragraph 3, conditions of approval. Pretty much spell out under what conditions medical marijuana dispensaries can be located. The Planning Commission made one small amendment to section 2, that's additional approval criteria. Subsection D is in dog. And as you can see, their highlighted yellow section there that basically says the main entrance shall not be visible from or oriented to Highway 97 or Huntington unless the medical marijuana dispensary is located in a building that is more than 50 feet from the right-of-way. And then you also have before you the revised ordinance, right? That the attorneys sent, I'm not sure,
this one.
Patty, if you got those today.
Yeah.
So if you look at Exhibit A, back in that same section, additional approval criteria, section 2, subsection D, You see, the language is virtually the same. The only difference is, instead of a main public entrance, it says a public entrance. So any public entrance. So that really is the only difference between the Planning Commission recommendation and the staff recommendation. In fact, you can remove subsection D because essentially section C covers that issue to me, in my mind, and maybe not yours, but if it's set back 50 feet, I know that some of the planning commissioners are here, but I think that they felt like if it was back 50 feet, and we know there's several existing buildings that are back like over 100 feet, that takes care of the entrance and facade issue, if you will. So that was their thinking, and I completely agree with that. In fact, I'd like to go through a couple of slides. Let's see. All right, so this is just starting from the north end, and the green area is the mixed commercial that can accept medical marijuana dispensaries.
My point toward Ash, you're up.
Mike pointed at the
above you. There. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Or you got the wrong button.
I've got the wrong button.
No, I said you could.
I could.
I'm not holding the button, so I don't know what you're pushing.
Well,
you can manually do it right there, Patty. Just arrow.
Worked last week. Worked fine.
Ooh.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Okay, so that's the south area. And again, let's see if I can get this to work. What is this thing? Rick, did you buy some batteries for this? The batteries are out. Anyway, 97, they had a little laser there, but I just, this is the public library, and there's a 750-foot radius from that. All the public schools have a 1,000-foot radius, and then we have this little strip of green land that can accommodate dispensaries. And of course, along 97, we have that 50-foot setback. Patty? Okay, so this is just an example of existing commercial development along 97, where Huntington comes in right here, and Aspen Alley right here. As a matter of fact, we have a gentleman who's interested in siting the dispensary right here. This building is probably, I'm going to say, well over 100 feet from the right-of-way. And, I don't know the interest in any of these other buildings. We've only had one person talk to us, and that person's looking to locate right in here. So their entrance, of course, is facing 97, but all of the entrances to all of the suites along here face 97. And again, it's well over 100 feet. You even have some trees in here to screen it. Next one. And this is just a little closer view of where that suite is in relation to the parking lot and the highway. Okay. And these are actual photographs. Kind of hard to see, but this is the building back here, taken from different vantage points. It's back here, behind the trees, and again, behind the trees there. So, unless you're walking, you really can't see it. If you're driving by at 35 miles an hour, you're not going to be able to see it.
Is there going to be any talk about what the signs that represent these businesses, can have on them? Because I was noticing the one down here, the grow place has already got big pot leaf on there. Can we?
The signage, the city's existing sign code would govern that.
Yeah, there's already one up. That's what I'm saying. There's
yeah, but our sign, our existing sign code does not say you can't have a leaf.
No, it does not. So, no, it does not.
No, we have no ordinance against what type of flower plant that you would put on a sign.
Well, and you know, part of the problem with that, and that's a good thought, but part of the problem with that is you start mandating speech and, you know, different kind of terms and things, then you get some potential legal issues.
I thought maybe, you know, we could do something, because whoever's going to go to that store knows what they're going for.
Yeah.
Nobody else really needs to,
yeah,
you know, see a big pot leaf to understand what they're selling, because they're not going to shop there anyway.
And the customers, you know, they know where it is, so it's not like you know, like a fast food place, and you're saying, "Oh, here's a burger place. Let's stop." You know, I mean, the people that go in there know ahead of time that's where they're going. So the signage is like really minimal.
Yeah, it seems like there's really no need to have it displayed that way. Other than pride in their
business,
their task. Yeah, they're going to destroy our country.
Yeah, the gentleman who's talking about this particular suite did talk about his signage that would be innocuous, I guess you would say, and it would not have those symbols.
Yeah.
So, for what that's worth.
Yeah, well, just...
Which one is this, Greg?
The grow place down next to...
Green Light?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right next to Figaro's or whatever it is.
Down next to the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
So okay. They do have two, right?
Well, we don't have any.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we get calls, all kinds of calls. So.
But
no.
Isn't it Matt that's been there for a year?
No, that's not Matt. That's DJ Huff. His name's
Randy Huff.
Randy Huff. Randy he goes by DJ.
He's the guy.
He's been here.
Yeah, but
he's the one that's down next to the Chinese restaurant.
Okay.
And he's cleared into the mall. He's the last unit down there.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, nobody can see him down there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's you definitely, you know, there's no, yeah. But the other one is that guy that's been here also.
Yeah.
Those are the two that appear to be
moving
forward. And then once they've established, then it's going to be a little tighter. It just isn't too much that they're... And then the market, too. I mean, you know what? You've heard me say this. I mean, I've had calls. I have had calls from people in my business world wanting spaces. And I tell them all, you know, good luck. They are not all going to survive. Because it is, you have to have a medical marijuana card. And they all have places they buy it now. They homegrow it.
Yeah.
You know, so you know what I'm thinking? You could see a third try to open, find a spot, find a fourth, but I bet when we meet back here a year from now, they may not be here.
Did that measure pass that they were trying to get through to combine the medical and the recreational?
That's still, all that stuff's still
pending.
Yeah, that'll be, well actually, I don't, I'm going to, the June 30th or the July 4th when they, signed the guy, closed the legislature, but I bet they'll put a lot of those off.
I don't know how they can regulate it.
It's going to be tough. There's a lot of people saying that.
You're not going to have any regulation whatsoever.
Some want that done, some want it.
They're, right now they're totally separate, you know,
yeah.
and regulated by different agencies of the state, so.
I just heard that Multnomah County was pushing for that, put them all in one building.
I bet you, that's one, if you look back a decade from now, you probably will see them together. But who knows?
So can
proposition.
Deschutes County, over the bridge, could somebody open one that's there?
So in a commercial,
the county, right?
In a commercial zone, the county's commercial zone, which is very little, but there is just a few spots, and I actually have looked on a county map to see what that is. There's like a row of about three businesses across the bridge.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it's kind of like where the grocery store, Day Road grocery store is. Mm-hmm. You know, those would be some sort of designation of county commercial, but they also, they could be residential, and those are just pre-existing.
Yeah.
Terrebon is the big unincorporated. If Lapine wasn't incorporated, you would be under all county. In the commercial zone. which they were allowing.
But you'd still be under the state, the state restriction.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Terrebonne has got that, you know, that going.
Terrebonne's probably not big enough for more about one because of the length. Because if you put one in the middle, 1,000 feet each way, you've kind of done it.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, Tumalo, unincorporated.
Yeah.
Any further, counsel? And the staff report, so we'll open the public comments at this time. Yes, ma'am.
I'm Barbie Dunham. Thank you for passing.
You want to come up here, Barbie?
Sure.
And push the red button, and you should get volume.
Hi. I'm Barbie Dunham from TAPS.
Have a seat, please.
And I was just wondering if in your signage, for your zoning signage, do you have regulations about lit up signs and how big they can be and stuff like that?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Do we have that someplace that I can look it up or?
Yeah, it's online.
It is online.
It's okay. A whole ordinance on sign. Yes, there's a sign ordinance.
Okay.
And it's complicated, but there's lots of that.
So no lit up signs, right?
Well, no. What do you mean lit up? Yeah, you can have a lit sign. I mean, there's 50 pages of rules. So
okay.
You gas stations. I mean, every you use Shop Smart, they all have lit signs.
Because
I'm not sure what you're asking.
I'm kind of with Mr. Jones here. If there's going to be a big green leaf lit up, it's going to be seen whether it's through trees or whatever.
Yeah, the problem with that has been, because I would have regulated a few signs unrelated to this, and what's always come back is you get into the freedom of speech. And, you know, in other words, I may have nothing to do with marijuana, but I may want to put a marijuana-looking leaf plant on a sign. Mm-hmm. You know, in this country, you really can't, you know, like it or not, it's why I can put up I hate to say this, but a Confederate flag. Whether you like it or not, it's not forbidden. And so it's very hard to say a marijuana plant or that looks like a marijuana plant can't be displayed. So if we were to say you can't have lit signs, it means no one could have lit signs. I mean, you can't say if you put a marijuana plant up, I mean, it would be, you know.
It does fall under the rule of freedom of speech, and you see this being kicked out by the courts all over the land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's a picture or it's words, it's freedom of speech. So
yeah. I'm just thinking.
Our hands are tied.
Sure, we're just going through a little bit of legislation to try and get the signage regulated for tobacco and e-cigarettes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really more concerned about what the kids are seeing, because they walk right by there. So that's my concern, is that, you know, if you're going to have a big marijuana sign, they're all going to be going, what's that all about, you know? So that's
I think they already know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some of them, yeah, I agree.
So, now, if the state was to take it on and try to pass some state law, maybe, if it did violate federal law. But
you know, that would go through the court systems in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I mean, it would get challenged just as. And, you know,
I mean, convenience stores, don't they have posters in their windows for tobacco?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, believe me, if someone tried to ban that, the city of Pine don't have to worry about it. R.J. Reynolds will be on that before it's...
Oh, yeah, a lot more than that. But
Budweiser will be on it, mm-hmm. So...
But I do know towns that have ordinances where lit flashing signs and things like that are not...
Yes, Sisters doesn't allow it again, but it doesn't say only if it's a leaf. If we would have to ban, Sisters requires what, you know, what's called directional light. You shine a light on it, it's not illuminated from the inside.
Yep.
Stuff like that. But that wouldn't matter if you're opening a grocery store. Everyone is treated the same. So we could go away, but I don't think the community or the planning commission at this point would entertain banning all lit signs.
Well, I would think over a certain size anyway. You don't want little Las Vegas going through here, but
no. And there is size restrictions.
Yeah, that's what I
think. If, you know, take a look on the website. It's
uh-huh.
very easy to find. You get to the ordinances.
Okay.
And just look for the sign ordinance, and I think you'll get a lot out of that.
Okay.
It, while it's a little complicated, it does have some very some clarity to it. So that would help you.
Okay.
Okay.
We're not going to try lighting signs of naked women or anything, though. I mean, you know, where would the town go?
As, that's else.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my, you know, concern. Yeah.
I know.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there any, Mr. Greider?
Don Greider, and I live on Charlotte Day Drive here in Lapine. And being part of the Planning Commission, I wanted to tell you why we changed the entrance to the buildings. If you have, when we first started about talking about medical marijuana, if you'll remember, we kind of discussed it as being, or the council did, as being like a regular business. We're going to license it, we're going to require it to be in certain places, and it just seems like if you put all of these regulations into effect, plus the fact they can't smoke right in front, they have to be away from it, and if we felt that if you made a part of the legislation that they had to go to the side or behind it instead of making it blend in, it would cause more it would cause more it would make people think maybe there's something wrong here. If they can't go in the front door like everybody else, then maybe you're calling more attention to it than if it was just on the street. They can come in, they can get their, make their purchases, leave, because they have to anyway. They can't smoke in front of it. And like was said a while ago, the people that are going to those places know where those places are. And the people that aren't, they don't really care. They're going to be walking by them. You can't tell them they can't walk by them or anything like that. So we just felt that it would be best just to let them have their opening the same as the other businesses in the area. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Is there any other, some more?
Gloria Fleming, I'm also on the Planning Commission. I just wanted to bring up, one of the commissioners was concerned about the area on the north side, the northwest side of Burgess, because that's a commercial, but there's a lot of residential in there. And we did discuss this quite a bit. One of the things that was brought up, that there are a few existing businesses, and if somebody wanted to build a new business, and we felt this was very important, that has to go through the regular zoning process where they have to show a site plan and we would have another chance to look at it. So we found that rather reassuring too. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there any further public comment? Hearing none, I will close public comments and the council will deliberate. Is there any, first I'd like to say, if I might, we need to approve the Planning Commission's recommendation. I would like to say I read through this and it was a great job. A lot of thought, a lot of effort went into it, and I think we need to compliment the Planning Commission for the work, the staff, along with that. So that's my comments there. Is there discussion? Let's just start. Kathy, you're comfortable?
No, I'm comfortable with it.
Okay, Karen? Okay. Stu?
Another way. I happened to attended the meeting where the Planning Commission was reviewing everything, and they drilled staff about the whole thing. I was really impressed with the way the procedures went. And, they discussed the 50-foot, the 100-foot, the entrances. They went over it for probably 45 minutes to an hour, and they really went through everything. And even the concerns about the signage was discussed. And as what's been said here tonight, the one individual who plans on opening doesn't intend to put anything like that on his sign. You know, he is there to provide a service to the community, and quote, I don't need to advertise it. So I think, are there concerns? Maybe. You know, I remember when I was in school, that was a thing to wear on your shirt, was a leaf. And it, probably 4% of the people that advertise it partook of that. You know, I think it was a thing everybody grew out of. I'm more concerned and proud of the job that the commission did in recommending the changes to the ordinance that we have for us. Thank you.
Okay. Greg?
Still not happy that we have an ordinance to allow marijuana stores in our town, but I'm happy with the result that the Planning Commission has come up with and what we worked through.
Okay. I'm glad Stu was here to see, because I think the Planning Commission is, as we've gone along, has slowly gotten more material to, I don't mean any offensive nature to, you know, learning and coming of age, and because I think it's a growing process in a small community with small a local board. So I that's why I said I read through it, I liked it, and I think they come to the right decision. So I'll call for a motion to approve the recommendation of the Planning Commission to the City Council regarding changes to the ordinance and the zoning code.
So moved.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 And that
opposed.
Just want to make sure that we know. So you're doing one. You're approving the one that says the word Maine.
The revised.
I'm actually just approving the recommendation to the City Council. Then I was going to go
to the ordinance.
To the ordinance itself.
I thought that's what you were voting
on. No, you don't have to. That's their recommendation. You don't have to vote to approve it. I mean, they gave you a recommendation that...
No, that's the ordinance.
No. No, yeah. They're giving you a recommendation of what they had done. That stands alone. You don't have to approve it or disapprove it. Now, the ordinance in front of you is one word different.
Okay.
No.
So the ordinance that they can change it, but the one before that we have
they just voted on the Planning Commission recommendation.
Right,
but my understanding.
But he didn't think that's what you were voting on.
No, I didn't think we were voting on approving the ordinance itself. Yeah. I was voting on acceptance of the Planning Commission's recommendations. Now I would ask for a vote on the ordinance
itself.
Okay, I guess it doesn't really matter. The Planning Commission recommendation is the whole package, including the ordinance. So I guess I'm a little confused about what you did, but you know.
Well, let's say that the recommendation to the City Council, which is this document right here, is approved unanimously, and we'll move over to. The ordinance itself.
Okay. And you have basically two choices. You can accept the original ordinance, which was recommended by the Planning Commission,
right,
with this highlighted language, or you can accept the language in the quote revised version that you got just this morning of this ordinance, having to do with that language basically saying a public entrance instead of the main public entrance. That's all it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I will ask the council for a motion to approve the revised ordinance number 2015-03 that you have in front of you. Of approval. Is there a motion? It's been moved.
Seconded.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 It needs to be a roll call vote.
Roll call vote.
Kathy Egan, aye.
Karen Ward, aye.
Greg Jones, aye.
Stu Martinez, aye.
Those opposed? Hearing none, it's approved unanimously. And I think we're done with that topic.
As long as we know which one we approved, and Patty knows which one we approved.
Okay. Then I will move on to item 5A.
Which is
the lease.
Oh.
And you have that in front of you. There's a copier.
Yeah, our copier.
Pretty straightforward.
We've had for quite a while, and it's under a lease, and we've been paying. Saves us about $30 a month, and the new ones go faster. It can three-hole punch, and what happens is the charges, they call them, or get cheaper with new technology. That's been around about 4 years, and so this one is the new one. We will lease them forever. We will never own one, so you will always get
a. You want a consensus or a motion?
No, because you borrow. A lease is like getting a loan,
right.
So you need to approve the lease of a new copier as presented.
Okay.
And it's $372 a month.
Okay.
As the proposal in front of you.
Is there a motion to approve the leasing of a new machine at a savings of about $25, $26?
So moved.
So it's been moved.
Seconded.
All those in favor? Or further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I was reading through it real quick.
Opposed? Hearing none. It's passed unanimously. Okay. Then the ODOT information.
So what this is, you know, I had been working with ODOT to try to get them to help fund our landscaping out here, and that's about a $250,000 project. And so asked them to see what they could put in, and because it wasn't budgeted or anything, so this is kind of an extra. And anyway, we've been working on that for a couple months. And they, it's not committed. But when they, you know, it's not committed, but they are doing this because probably it will be. So one of the things I've told other people to come in here and want us to do grants and things, and things encumber the city, even on a grant, even though it's free. Nothing's free. So I will pretty much always bring in. So this requires, I've signed it, but I want to make sure the council knows that we are applying. We applied for. It's a $250,000 project. $100,000 would come from us, which we have in last year's budget for this project. This $150,000 is going to come from. It's actually a federal. Going to come from the feds to the state. And the last part, the last page, and you kind of see the pictures there, is that we agree to maintain it. And that's one of always the big things with them is that we. Agree to maintain it. But anyway, Gary Farnsworth's been working on it, and it's going to come out of Salem, their discretionary money that they have set aside for special projects. And they plan on doing it. So what's going to happen is that's going to get included in the, I think we talked about it last week, but it's going to get included, if it gets approved, in with the bid. So they're going to go and change the bid of the person they're already digging. You see they're digging the holes out there. So actually the contractor, well, the good thing is when the contractor leaves, it will be in trees and grass and everything, and they're in charge of it, making sure it's done. We get a 2-year guarantee on the plans and all of it. Our engineer, you know, and they're drawing up right now the final specs, because we had drawings and we had bids, but now that for construction drawings are more detailed, like on the wiring.
Right.
Because unlike this out here, this will be another good experiment for us. You know, out here we pay so much a month to Mid-State for these lights and the ones on Huntington. Out here, there's actually going to be conduit with wire running, but it's on a power meter. We'll pay the power bill, but we don't pay anything beyond that.
Who changes lights?
Oh, that we have that done.
Oh, okay.
And the thing is, if you're going to go through their system to do it, then they have to install it. And if you remember, this was took a while. And so there's just some problem. And if you look at it, basically a union lineman, what they make an hour, is really different than a contractor paying Davis Bacon wages. So, and we had to have power out there for the water system anyway. So on the same, you know, you pay these dumb minimums in the winter when there's no water running, because you're still paying $15 a month for the power to sit there. So there's we'll have one meter, so there's like 14 lights. But we would have been paying $16 a month times 14 if $15 if we were paying Mid-State. So that's $2,000 or $3,000 a year. Yeah. You'll probably run those lights for a lot less.
Good. Okay.
So anyway, that's what it is, and it's a great deal. And if we can get $150,000 from then the savings in that, we'll move toward it in my budget. You're going to see I'm putting it toward the next phase of
in 17
for our rest of the projects, and then add to it because that project's 2 or 3 times bigger. But so you can tell, if this is 250, you know the next one's 500, probably for landscaping.
Do you want a motion? Or
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, approve the that we, you know, apply.
Is there a motion for of approval of the TEOB PAC application?
So moved.
Is moved? Second?
Is that what you were doing? Okay.
Further discussion?
Question?
Yes.
That's what I was waiting for.
Okay.
On the back it says that the city agrees that all required utility relocation. My estimated cost to move everything is $10,850. And we have that to do that?
Oh, that's already, this isn't moving anything. See, that was from our other agreement.
Oh,
that,
okay.
We had to move a couple fire hydrants.
Okay.
This doesn't affect that. Because remember, if we don't do this, they're putting the bio swell, it'll just be dirt. The sidewalks are still going where they go. So, you know, the utilities all had to move regardless of this project.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with this project. Yeah. What he's really saying is that we're going to mow it and take care of it. The ODOT doesn't mow lawns and take care of it. They won't. They would not put it in. They wouldn't give you any money. They don't do that anywhere. They don't run lawnmowers around and put fertilizer down on mowed lawns. It's not their function. So, you know, anytime we do one of these, we take it on, and that's true everywhere. Ben has full-time people running around mowing lawns. Lots of them.
Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimously approved. And we're at public comment. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, I will proceed to staff comments.
Next Tuesday, we have our budget meeting. Is that 5:30?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 5:30. So that's when the people will come in. One thing, the public will come in and ask their groups. Got the budget. I got one page that I'm struggling with, but I, because I can't get it to add right. And I don't know if it's the formulas or not, but I finally had a mental block, so I quit working on it. That'll be out, so we'll get that, I think, by Tuesday. Is that when we publicize it available?
Yeah, noon on Tuesday.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's a law for everything. If I wanted to give it to you on Monday because it was done, I have to make that a public notice to everyone. The law says you can't get it before Don Greiner can get it. Even if it's done. But don't worry, it won't be. Because now I got to go do all the verbiage of things. But bottom line, I think you're going to like the budget. And I took all your comments from our little goal setting and tried to incorporate kind of some of the comments there, like the microphone system, the flagpole. Those are all things that came out of the your meeting there. Additional money for code enforcement type stuff. So, you know, I took all your comments and tried to incorporate something for everyone the best we could. And so it'll be a fun time. And so we'll have about 5 or 6 groups come in and ask for money, of course.
5 or 6.
Yeah. And then the other thing we have to do for the first, now we will, and I just started, I'm going to do that later because I'm going to get this going, but we have to do an urban renewal budget. So we'll actually have to have a separate budget meeting, but I can do it, like, I'm going to try to maybe just do it in one meeting in June, but we'll have, just like we have a budget, we'll have to have that group that we pick, which has never met.
Right.
They'll have to come in, and we will have, because we're going to have some income in urban renewal, but we're really not going to spend any, so it's just going to probably be a 2-page budget. Revenue, and, you know, it'll send capital or something, and it'll just sit. Yeah, but you do have to do it, and then it actually comes, yeah, so... It's a separate budget. It's not part of this, and that's true in all urban renewal districts. So Brenda and I are just starting into that stuff. We are going to award, I think, our and we'll have that next meeting, our audit to a new firm. Brenda made a recommendation to me on that. I do need, I was thinking about maybe having all of you, if you want, on the insurance agent of record. Because we are in a record, you know, we changed, and so we put an RFP out. We had a couple firms, that 2 or 3 that responded, one local and 2 out. And as any good city manager, he wants you directly making that decision, because that's right with the good, the bad, and the ugly. And that's where we quietly step aside and love to have you in the middle of that. That would be Rex Lesser's firm and the Eugene firm, and you know, we need to pick who you want to represent you on insurance matters, and then that will be for several years. So plan on that. What I'm thinking we'll try to do is maybe, I don't know how we're going to get, the problem with the budget meetings and everything is trying to get all these things in. Now that we're done with marijuana, we can start working on some of these other issues. We also have been working on the city manager assistant. So today I interviewed via Skype, phone, and in person, depending on their location and availability today on that, and spent about an hour with each person. And so that's narrowing down. So we'll have that worked out. So let's see. And then yesterday, I was telling the mayor yesterday when he stopped by, I, you know, back on working on the other thing, water mitigation credits and all of that. And that's a very complicated topic, and it is very, there's just all kinds of issues. So I stopped yesterday at the Water Resources Department in Bend and met with their regional manager for an hour, and then we got on the speakerphone to Salem. And, you know, I'm getting my arms slowly around it the best I can. And, you know, it's a very tough issue, and it's an expensive issue. And there's a lot of fingers to it. Bottom line is, we have a 1.4 CFS water right that has never had a mitigation credit, and that came from the districts. And under the rules, they had until September 2016. So they had 5 years to buy a mitigation, some number of mitigation credits. If you don't buy any, then you lose that water right. But then it gets, the whole water right is 405 mitigation credits. And 405 mitigation credits is 7-digit money with more than a 1. It's millions. That's not possible. So that may be more water than we need, and we don't need that much water for 40 years. But at the same time, I don't want to lose the right. So I'm trying to draft up a plan that they allow you to do a phased in, and so you might purchase 5 credits in the next year. And then you don't buy any for 5 years. And then you buy 5 credits. And that way you keep the right for the 1.4 CFS. And that, I guess that's enough. It could go on for hours. But it's there's a lot to this. And it's also one of the most important things you as a council can do that no one is ever going to come down here and talk about, is making sure there's water for the community for now and in the future, including economic growth. And then if you, when you go buy that credit, it costs money. Who pays for that? Does New Growth pay for it with a higher SDC? Everyone complains about high SDCs, don't they?
Yeah.
Everyone wants SDCs waived.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, Habitat for Humanity. Mm-hmm. See, and we waive an SDC credit for someone, that means you pay. There is no, and I told the Parks District that last night. They asked about all the water going over at Finley Butte and getting into their well issue. And see, what's interesting, they had that well. Remember, we gave them some credits while they were going to work on the well, get that well fixed? Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't realize this. There's one other problem with the well. If you five went out and fixed it tomorrow, because you're well diggers and you've got drills. In other words, it's working. Turn it on, it will pump 1,000 gallons a minute. Guess what they're like? A water right. They don't have a water right for that well.
Oh.
That well was like a domestic well for inside the building for drinking water, flushing toilets. It's not to irrigate 8 acres. You can only get 15,000 gallons a day out of a well. It was never for 8 acres, and to apply it on 8 acres, you have to have a water right for that. So even if they fixed it, they don't have a water right, which means to get a water right, which they could get what I just say you have to go buy?
Credits.
Mitigation credits. So that will be X amount of mitigation credits.
But they were told to start working on that.
Well, they are. They're working on it. But, but they're working on skate parks. They're working on other things. It's
so is the city.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just a tough deal. But my point to that is that they'd have to buy even credits.
Yeah. Yeah.
The park.
They have to buy their own. It's our well.
But remember, council, that we told them at that time, agreement or however it was.
It was a 5 year.
That we would give them 5 years at $1,000 a year. And that would give them time to go off and dig a well or put in a new well or something like that. You know, all our effort was to stop the idea that we can give water away and to help them out until a point in time that they could do their own
for five years. Right.
And that's it. When 5 years comes,
it has to be revisited.
You have to revisit it. You don't predetermine the decision because you won't be in office.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. It'll get revisited. So.
But that's what we're going to start. One of the things that we'll work on, I'm thinking we need to, I'm talking to Scott, I think we might hire someone to, water is so specialized that we need to hire someone to help us figure out. We have to do if we're going to talk about this phase plan, you actually have to submit a plan to the Oregon Water Resources that they would approve. There is a plan now that the district's put in, but it isn't. They just put it in to get the water right. And of course, 5 years is a long time, and we all are guilty of that.
Mm-hmm.
When are we going to worry about it?
Yeah. 2.5 years down the road.
Yeah. Well, that's about where we are. And so then when you look at that plan probably doesn't work because how they did it was they were going to do some credits at first, but 2020 or something, 2021, about 4 years after that, all 400 credits are due. Well, that won't work. So we're going to have to do kind of this, like, say, a phased in. And then what will happen in 10, 15 years, they'll change that again. It's probably what you're going to have to do. But I believe that having that water rate of 1.4 CFS is so important to keep it because we have it. And they're going to become harder to get.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
okay.
Look for more on that. And I could go on with other issues, but no.
Okay. We are now down to council comments. Short and brief. Okay, nothing?
I do, but I think I'll wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mayor has a couple of comments. One is, I have brought with me the documents and all of the stuff for the council's judging if I were mayor. And I will wait till after we're over, and one of you can tell me who you'd like to start with. Then item number two is, I have submitted a letter to the high school to start the selection process, paperwork for the high school to replace or provide another candidate for the youth counselor for the City of La Pines Council. And I met with Matt Montgomery, and they've already got it going. They have a candidate selected who has volunteered. The selection the process involves letters from the student, from the family, from the school district, and that's what the process really is. They do have a young man that I was told today that they are going to submit to the council, and I actually got to meet him today, Trey Lamundan, and I found him exceptional. So they're awful proud of him themselves, so we'll see that coming along. And I would like to schedule him for the June 10th council meeting for just a presentation. I mean,
Patty, did you write that down?
Yeah.
For just for him to come and introduce himself and before the school year's over, and it'll be over by about that time. The item three is nothing more than.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, I'm sorry.
On your item two there, your young counselor.
Yes.
Don't you think that you need a backup?
Yes.
It's just a question.
I think that's, I think it would be the same as having a backup for you, but I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not sure there, let's discuss that down the road.
Okay.
Because I want to be out of here by 7 o'clock. The other issue I'd like to point out...
You're going to have a lot of meetings past 7 coming up, because we're trying to get on a lot of social things with budgets, two budgets, hiring people, all kinds of stuff.
I would also like to point out that we will... there was a plan to start our meeting in May. At 5:30 to accomplish the awards, and that's all under in hand. Item number three is there's legislation that has almost passed the legislature to set up a septic system grant loan fund for people who need assistance to rebuild or remodel their septic systems. I just thought that was interesting information. It's passed the Senate. And I believe it's passed the House to the point that it's gone to Ways and Means, and so I would it's almost unanimous to do it. So I think we're going to see something come from that. I have nothing further. Is there anything, Council, further?
Not that we can talk about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. 7 o'clock.
Thank you.